You're with SBS Radio.
There were scenes of panic as three rockets were fired from Gaza at southern Israel last Sunday night, sending thousands of residents rushing to bomb shelters. The barrage interrupted the Sderot live concert in the city, forcing organizers to end the event early, with a 4,000-strong audience running for cover. Loudspeakers announced the rocket alert, and the crowd at the open-air event fled to the nearby shelters. Israeli television broadcast footage of young children screaming for their parents and abandoned phones and other possessions. Two of the incoming projectiles were intercepted by the Iron Dome missile defense system. One rocket exploded next to Route 34 highway, sparking a fire. Shrapnel from an Iron Dome interceptor missile struck an empty building in Sderot, causing damage. The IDF sent artillery and other heavy equipment to the Lebanese border yesterday, bolstering forces there as it remained on high alert in anticipation of a possible attack from Hezbollah. The Army's Northern Command said on Thursday it had cancelled all leave for combat brigades in the north. Israel has been on high alert over fears of a reprisal attack from Hezbollah or another Iranian proxy following Israeli airstrikes against Iran-linked targets in Syria and an armed drone attack on Hezbollah's southern Beirut stronghold. The target of a drone attack on a Hezbollah facility in Beirut early last Sunday that has been attributed to Israel was an expensive and rare industrial mixing machine used in the creation of solid fuel. And the raids set back Hezbollah's plan to develop long-range precision missiles by at least a year. The attack prompted Hezbollah chief Hassan Nasrallah to give a fiery speech last Sunday in which he vowed revenge. The IDF on Thursday revealed the identities of four senior Iranian and Hezbollah officials involved in a joint project to manufacture precision-guided missiles for Hezbollah's use. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said exposing the details of the program was meant to send a signal to Israel's enemies. The UN Security Council on Thursday voted unanimously to renew its peacekeeping mission in Lebanon for a year. The draft resolution allows for the approximately 10,000 members of the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon to stay in place. It also calls for a review of the peacekeeping mission amid Israel's concerns that Hezbollah and Lebanon continue to significantly hinder the full and effective implementation of the Blue Helmets mandate. Israel's foreign ministry said should these restrictions remain, UNIFIL's relevance is questioned. The Iraqi government accused Israel for the first time on Wednesday night of being behind an attack on an Iran-backed paramilitary force in its territory last Sunday. Baghdad condemned comments by Bahrain's foreign minister, Khaled bin Ahmed Al-Khalifa, who described the alleged August 25th Israeli strike near the Iraqi-Syrian border as self-defense, as well as subtly defending other strikes on Iranian and Iran-backed militias installations in Syria and Lebanon. A string of Iranian bases across Iraq have been hit by explosions and drone sightings over the past 5 weeks. Iran has blamed Israel and the US. However, until Wednesday, Iraq had not named the alleged perpetrators. Hamas declared a state of emergency in Gaza and on Wednesday morning began arresting supporters of Islamic State and other Salafist organizations in the Gaza Strip en masse, hours after three policemen were killed in a series of blasts. The dead were identified as Salameh al-Nadim, 32, Wal Khalifa, 45, and Alaa al-Khabali, 32, all traffic policemen. The two explosions that hit police checkpoints near Gaza City on Tuesday evening were the result of suicide bombings carried out by ISA, and one of the attackers had previously been detained by Hamas. Last year, the group's Sinai branch declared war on Hamas, terming the group and its supporters apostates. Gazan Badr Abu Musa, 25, died yesterday as a result of being struck in the head by a bullet. Abu Musa was among 6,000 Palestinians who participated in the weekly March of Return protests along the border between Gaza and Israel. 75 Palestinians were injured during clashes with Israeli troops, 42 of them from live fire. An Israeli soldier was lightly injured during the clashes by shrapnel, which came from a grenade or firecracker thrown at troops. The United Nations Anti-Racism Committee criticized the Palestinian Authority in a Thursday report, calling on the state of Palestine to act against racist hate speech and hate crimes. The UN Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination, in a report on the Palestinians, said it was concerned about hate speech in certain media outlets, especially those controlled by Hamas, social media, public official statements, and school curricula and textbooks, which fuel hatred and may incite violence, particularly hate speech against Israelis, which at times also fuels anti-Semitism. The report marked the first time the panel had criticized Palestinian officials. The committee called on Ramallah to better protect journalists, human rights activists, and political dissidents, to act against incitement to violence by public figures, politicians, and media officials, and to remove inflammatory and discriminatory images and texts from school curricula and textbooks. Moshe Feiglin announced on Thursday that his right-wing Zuhut party will drop out of running for the September elections in exchange for a promise from Likud of a ministerial post and the liberalization of medical marijuana. Prime Minister Netanyahu has been putting intense pressure on several small right-wing factions to drop out of the election in September so their votes don't get wasted if they fail to clear the 3.25% threshold for entering the Knesset. As with Zuhut, Netanyahu or his representatives have also met over the past 2 weeks with candidates from the extremist Otzma Yehudit and Noam parties. Yamina, headed by Ayelet Shaked, called on Otzma Yehudit, which has trailed Zuhut in polls, to follow Feiglin's example. Otzma Yehudit, which considers Yamina and Likud too liberal, was unimpressed with the new pressure. The party's head, Itamar Ben-Gvir, called on Zuhut voters to come back to your ideological home in Otzma Yehudit. Sagi Mukhi on Thursday became the first Israeli man to win a world championship gold in judo. His victory took place at the World Judo Championships in Tokyo. Saeed Molai, the Iranian judoka who was allegedly pressured into throwing his semi-final match against Belgium's Matthias Kasser to avoid facing off against an Israeli opponent, has requested asylum in Germany. Nauru's mission to the United Nations in New York said in a letter earlier this month, "The mission of Nauru has the honor to convey the decision of the government of the Republic of Nauru to formally recognize the city of Jerusalem as the capital of the State of Israel." A last-minute deal between Teachers Union and the Education Ministry reached on Friday means that schools will open today for the new year as scheduled. The agreement means that teachers will not have additional penalties for sick leave they take, and their pensions will be adjusted in line with normal standards, two issues which threaten to delay the opening of the school year. And finally, John Cleese is in Israel as part of his Last Chance to See Me Before I Die tour, and this reporter will be at his sold-out concert in Tel Aviv tomorrow night. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.